Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. We're excited to learn with you today.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic is nature.
Today's title is, I don't like insects. I don't like insects. Peter, what happened yesterday?
Well, we, of course, talked about insects. We talked about spiders, butterflies, grasshoppers. Do you like insects?
Well, I like insects most of the time. Let's continue learning with our Read It.
Oh no! Tina found a cockroach. It was in her drawer. She hates cockroaches. They move fast, and they're ugly. Was the cockroach eating pencils? No, it was eating Tina's cookies. Susie asks Rob a question. What are the most dangerous animals in the world? Is it lions or tigers? No, it's mosquitoes. They can spread dangerous diseases. Those diseases can make people ill and kill them.
So, Peter, are insects good for nature?
Yes, of course they are. They're actually a part of nature. So that means without bugs, we would not have nature.
I guess that's a good point. After all, a lot of animals eat bugs. If there weren't bugs, those animals wouldn't have food.
That's right. I think nature is really interesting. Although there are bugs that we just don't like living around us. Well, I think we'll have more to talk about today, but first, let's look at those key words with Christina.
Hello, 今天 Tina 在办公室里尖叫，因为她看到一只蟑螂 cockroach. She found a cockroach. 我们一起来练习这个字 cockroach, cockroach.她是在抽屉里发现蟑螂的。She found the cockroach in her drawer. 抽屉就是 drawer. Taylor 也讨厌蟑螂，她觉得蟑螂跑很快，而且长得实在很丑。They are ugly. 形容词 ugly 就是丑陋的。Susie 说世界上最危险的昆虫其实是蚊子。为什么呢？因为它们会散布危险的疾病。动词 spread就是散布或传播。They spread dangerous diseases. 名词疾病就是 disease, disease. 复数加 s 念成 diseases. 这些疾病会让人生病。Those diseases make people ill. 形容词 ill 就是生病的。
Tina, what's wrong?
There's a cockroach in my drawer. I hate cockroaches. I don't like them either. They move really fast. And they're ugly.
Yes, they're hard to kill, too.
But why is a cockroach in your drawer? They don't eat pencils.
Well, I have some cookies in my drawer.
That's why. Don't keep food in your desk.
What's wrong with Tina? Oh well, let's just start our lesson. We are talking about insects today. Which one would you like to start with?
Ugh, cockroach.
What? Where? Oh, gross.
No, Peter, that is what we should start with today.Tina is talking about them.
Why? Why?
Well, she found one in her drawer.
In her drawer? That's gross. We keep our clothes and other things in drawers, so she wasn't expecting when she opened the drawer, probably.
I know. Yuck. I hate cockroaches.
I love cockroaches.
What?I thought that you hated them.
I still do. But you used today's
calendar phrase. I hate cockroaches. I hate cockroaches.
我很讨厌蟑螂。
Cockroaches are so ugly.
Ew! I hate cockroaches!
Cockroaches are so dirty.
I hate cockroaches!
Cockroaches are scary.
I hate cockroaches!
Who doesn't hate cockroaches?
Other cockroaches. Ew!
I hate cockroaches.
I hate cockroaches.
我很讨厌蟑螂。
That was a fun calendar phrase. I think that we can all use this calendar phrase sometime this week. Cockroaches are everywhere.
When I lived in the Philippines, I saw many. I actually started to get used to them. Sometimes I would watch a movie and feel something on my leg.It was a cockroach.
Oh, terrible. I don't like them either. They move really fast and they're ugly.
Yes, and they have good eyesight, so they see you coming. They're hard to kill then. And they are in the trash, so you know that when they touch you, they are dirty with all those gross things that they have touched.
Oh, they are so ugly.Ugly is the opposite of pretty, and that is true of cockroaches. It is a word that you can use for other things, too, of course. We would say butterflies are pretty, but cockroaches are gross and ugly.
Some people say they don't like caterpillars. They are ugly, but they like butterflies. They are pretty. So don't you think that we are being a little mean to cockroaches?I mean, they are still just an insect.
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay.
So, we can move on now, or do we have to keep talking about cockroaches?
Well, why are we talking about cockroaches? Because there was one in Tina's drawer.
Oh, right. Because she keeps cookies in her drawer.
Cookies? Really?
Yeah. Whenever I need a little afternoon treat, I...always go to Tina's desk. She's got some pretty good things in there.
Yeah, like cockroaches.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that means the cookie I had the other day, the cockroach might have touched it.
Ooh, that is why we don't keep food in our desks. Let's go to Christina.
Tina 的抽屉里有一只蟑螂，原来是因为她把饼干放在抽屉里，所以蟑螂才会跑来的。Taylor 说 ,That's why, 这就是原因。其实这个句子完整的说法是 ,That's why you found a cockroach in your drawer, 那就是你在抽屉里发现蟑螂的原因。它的说法就是 ,That's why, 加上子句。比如 ,That's why they were late.那就是他们迟到的原因。That's why I didn't want to tell you. 那就是我没有告诉你的原因。今天知道了抽屉里有饼干之后， Taylor 马上说 That's why, 表示这个就是原因。你可以在口语中试着用用看哦。
Alright, thanks Christina and friends. Thankfully, it's time for a break. Hopefully when we come back,We'll be talking about something else. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back, everyone. And no, we're not done talking about cockroaches.
Why?
I have a friend. His name is Gabe. He teaches on Studio Classroom. One time, he put his helmet on from his scooter, and guess what?
No.
Yes, he felt something in his ear. Ooh, it was a cockroach crawling in his ear.
Oh.
So now, every time I check my helmet...
Well, I guess that's a good thing to learn. Okay, let's go to conversation B now.
Rob,
What are the most dangerous animals in the world?
I don't know. Is it lions or tigers?
No, it's mosquitoes.
Really? But they are so small. They just bite people. They don't kill people.
Oh, yes, they do. Mosquitoes spread a lot of dangerous diseases. Those diseases make people ill. They can kill people, too.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
We have been talking about insects, and we have been talking about some pretty common ones.
Oh, common is a good word. These are normal and regular things. Being a teacher is a common job. Being a movie star is not common.
Well, let's go to our first question. What are the most dangerous animals in the world? Here's Rebecca with more on this Grammar Point question.
Hello, friends! Wow, you are all so excited! I know, it's because you get to learn a new grammar point. Well, in today's grammar point, you are going to learn to use the word most as a way to compare different adjectives. So let's look at a few examples. First, what's the most difficult class in the school? Or, what's the most beautiful building in the city? Excellent job! So make sure you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Make sure to use this at home, friends.
So, what is the answer? There are some very dangerous animals out there. I am thinking about spiders and snakes. They have killed people.
Right. Rob thought the answer was something like lions or tigers. Those are big animals, and they are dangerous.
But the answer is mosquitoes.
Really? You mean that little bug that bites humans and leaves an itchy spot on your skin? Oh, no. Is it because they are so itchy that you could die?
No, although I think that you have a point. No. So, yes, they are small. They just bite people, and they don't kill people.
But, so then, how do they kill people?
Mosquitoes spread a lot of dangerous diseases. Has there been one person in your home who gets sick, and then everyone else gets sick? They spread the sickness.
And diseases are dangerous. They make people sick. They hurt our health. They can even kill people. This is why mosquitoes are dangerous.
Yes, those diseases make people ill. Ill is another word for sick. But let's take a look at this sentence with our teacher, Christina.
所以说蚊子会散播疾病，它让人生病. Those diseases make people ill. 我们来学这个句型, make someone 加上形容词. 比如搬到新家却很开心, 你说, the new home makes me happy. 或者你快要考试了, 朋友却一直跟你说这次考试很难. 这个时候你可以说, you are making me very nervous. 你弄得我好紧张哦。 或者你也可以用比较急的形容词说, we can make it better. 我们可以使它更好. 这个句型你也练习试试看吧.
Thanks for that help, Christina. Peter, I didn't think about that before. Mosquitoes really are the most dangerous animal.
But I still think that I would rather find a mosquito in my room instead of a tiger, a snake, or even a spider.
Yes, I think you have a point. I guess that most mosquitoes are harmless and just annoying. But there are many mosquitoes, and that makes for many chances of getting a disease.
But it also depends on your health before getting a bite, too. they are more dangerous to babies and older people with poor health.
Interesting. Well, we learned a lot today, and we also learned some great keywords. So let's review those together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Cockroach. Cockroach. Kill that cockroach.
Drawer. Drawer. Put these pencils in your desk drawer.
Ugly. Ugly. These pants are an ugly color.
Spread. Spread. Don't spread the news around.
Disease. Disease. A disease is making him sick.
Ill. Ill. Bill is ill. He's not going to school. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's go over our conversations one more time together.
Tina, what's wrong? There's a cockroach in my drawer. I hate cockroaches. I don't like them either. They move really fast. And they're ugly.
Yes, they're hard to kill, too.
But why is a cockroach in your drawer? They don't eat pencils.
Well, I have some cookies in my drawer.
That's why. Don't keep food in your desk.
Rob, what are the most dangerous animals in the world?
I don't know. Is it lions or tigers?
No, it's mosquitoes.
Really? But they are so small. They just bite people. They don't kill people.
Oh, yes, they do. Mosquitoes spread a lot of dangerous diseases. Those diseases make people ill. They can kill people, too.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
So, friends, today we learned that mosquitoes are dangerous. Let's look at some ways that we can make our homes have less mosquitoes.
All right, here's the first one. Get rid of old cans and other garbage around your home, like this old tire. These are places that mosquitoes can grow and put eggs, especially when it's wet from the rain.
Exactly. Places where rainwater sits is not good. Make sure your drains and water from the rain can move and will dry quickly. This will give mosquitoes less places to live.
That's right. I think sometimes we forget about where mosquitoes come from. We always are careful about our windows, but actually it's the whole environment. You can also check around faucets and air conditioner units, because air conditioners, that cold air, creates water. So repair the leaks to get rid of any puddles or water that might stay there for several days.
Some people put water out for a bird or for pets. This can be a place where mosquitoes will like to live and put more eggs too. So basically, if there is any sitting water near your home, mosquitoes may find it.
All right, friends, let's continue. Let's go to our other friends at Jungle Chit Chat.
I hate cockroaches.
Me too. They move fast and they're ugly.
What do cockroaches eat?
They eat a lot of things.
Do they like cookies?
Sometimes. So when you have cookies, don't leave them out.
I never do. I always eat them all.
Ginger, you know what scares me?
Lions and tigers?
No, I hate mosquitoes. They can kill people.
Mosquitoes? But they're so small.
True, but they can spread dangerous diseases.
Oh no!
And people can get sick and die.
Oh no!
Ah!
Kill it! It's a mosquito!
Mosquito, kill it!
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about insects. Please help me welcome Ms. Ara K. Nidd to the show.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Ara. Now, Ara, you are a science teacher, right?
Yes, I teach biology.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Chip Gaines of Waco, Texas. Chip writes, I am doing my science homework and I need help. Our teacher is asking us this question. Are spiders insects? Yes or no? Give reasons to support your answer.
Well, that is a great question, Chip. Let me help you answer it.
Thanks, Ara. We appreciate it.
Are spiders insects? No, they are not.
What is the difference between a spider and an insect?
Spiders have 8 legs, while insects have 6.
That's true. What else?
Insects eat many different foods, while spiders mostly eat insects.
Ew. Anything else?
Sure. Some insects have wings. Spiders never have wings.
So spiders can't fly?
No, but they can spin webs.
I see.
One last major difference. Insects have 3 parts to their bodies. Spiders usually only have 2 parts.
Ah, I understand. Well, there is one thing that is true for both spiders and insects.
What's that?
Many people are afraid of both spiders and insects.
That's true. But to be honest, most of the time, there is nothing to be afraid of. Spiders and insects are an important part of our environment.
That's true. Well, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Peter, some people like insects so much they have one as a pet. Would you have a pet insect?
You know, Pauline, that's great for them, but I am not interested in having an insect as a pet.
No big spider for a pet?
No, I don't think so. Friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.